probably the toughest event on the planet. I'll say that again. Probably the toughest event on the planet. What, Katie Grimerson, could I possibly be referring to?
Tough Mudder.
Tough Mudder. Yes, one mudder of a challenge in so many ways. A hardcore extreme event, 12-mile long obstacle courses designed by the Special Forces to test all-round strength, stamina and mental grit. And whom, Sarah Chase, do you think from Lincolnshire is brave enough to actually go for that Tough Mudder challenge?
That'd be Vicky Cope.
Vicky Cope! Hello, Vicky.
Hello,
are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am.
So, well, we've just been talking about how we must, you know, there's a overly masculine attempt to sort of emasculate females. Emasculate females? That sounds dreadful, etc. But how, you know, women are stereotyped in so many ways, etc. And what you're doing with... just tell us what you're doing with this Tough Mudder challenge.
Okay,
fine. Well, this is good. Now, I presume you're not going to be doing this whole challenge in high heels.
No.
No, that's all right. How did you find out about this media event thing that is called Tough Mudder? Because it's a relatively new thing. It's been over in the States for quite some time. It's been introduced in this country relatively recently. Of course, you're doing this presumably for Help for Heroes?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay.
So it's my husband, actually, that found the Tough Mudder event, and we've got a team of six of us doing it called the Mudder Muckers.
Yeah, I think I know where we're going there, so we'll just have to hold that particular area there, the Mudder Muckers. Fantastic. In terms of the line from that, are you just doing it to support your husband? I mean, do you not want to show him up? I mean, what's the official line that you're doing? What sort of training have you been doing for this?
I've been out running miles upon miles of running, doing it like trying to build strength training, he's definitely trying to get me to do pull-ups, but I can't manage it unassisted yet. Down the gym at Sleaford Leisure Centre, which is a local fitness centre where I live, and one of the team members works there, which is quite handy, so hopefully my pace is there as well.
Okay. Katie, you've been looking at the website. Questions from yourself for Vicky?
Don't know, really.
Would you consider this yourself?
Probably not.
Sarah, but it's all right, because I wouldn't either. You know, I've got to be honest.
I'm not very active.
You never know, you know. I've had a look at it, and I think no, probably not. But Sarah, would you? I mean, you're quite an action girl. I mean, today you were telling me that you sort of went to a meeting and already sort of had several changes of clothing. Well, that's because you'd caught in the rain.
Not wet. I actually know quite a few people who do this now in Lincolnshire.
Right.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Are they trying to run to get away from the county then? Is that it? Are they trying to escape?
No. It's just I think it's just a different and new way of getting fit, really, isn't it?
Right.
So it's absolute trend at the moment.
Basically, Vicky, is it replacing such things as, I don't know, Pilates?
No, it's not. I do...
Okay, so do you know what you're doing and when you're doing this, more to the point? Is this sort of taking part? How can people actually support you? What's the actual course entail? What sort of key things will you be actually looking to do on this whole event?
The website, we're all going to attempt every obstacle.
Yeah.
On the website.
And just talk us through some of those obstacles. What are they?
Well, there's one which is causing three stinging nettles. One I'm least looking forward to. There's grease lightning, which is sliding down a hill on basically a plastic sheet. There's ice cold water, where you've got to dunk yourself through ice cold water. There's running through fire, 10,000 volt electric shock,
So, I mean, just hold it there for a few moments, because, I mean, we've got the ice cold water, 10,000-volt electric shock. I mean, I can see death coming out of that automatically, really, and, you know, I'm not sort of looking at the recent tragedy in the London Marathon from this point of view. Presumably, you need to be certified by a doctor that you are clear or, indeed, clinically insane before you actually do this kind of thing.
No, you have to sign a death waiver.
Really? You do have to sign a death waiver?
Well, yeah,
right. Okay. You see, I'd be a bit worried now in this particular case, you know, in terms of that, because I could go down the sliding down the slippery slope on a sheet of polythene or polystyrene. I'd go with respect to that. The fire, well, you could offset that with the cold water, I suppose. You know, you could have the cold water, then you could have the fire, etc. 10,000 volt shock. You know, that's quite extraordinary. As you can tell, I'm almost going speechless on this whole area, etc., because I'm a bit worried, Vicky, in terms of this whole notion, because, I mean, wouldn't it be easy if you just went on the plane and actually took on the Taliban yourself, actually, as opposed to actually doing this in Lincolnshire?
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Oh, all right, okay. Vicky, you said your husband also got you into this. Is your husband there at present?
Actually, at the moment.
Or would you like to introduce him? I think we need to find out, because, I mean, that could be grounds for divorce in certain marriages, this sort of aspects, etc. Would you like to introduce him?
This is
Emil Coate,
my husband.
Hello,
excuse me. Okay, hello. Neil, is that right?
Emil, yeah.
As in Emil Heskey. Fantastic. Okay. Well, I mean, I can't see Emil Heskey doing the Tough Mudder Challenge, so I'll start off with that to start off with. Famous Leicester City footballer, of course, now plays for Aston Villa, amongst other sort of things, including Liverpool. Well, there we are. Birmingham is mentioned again. Emil, from your own point of view, what was it that appealed about the Tough Mudder Challenge? Did you say to your wife, Vicky, this is a good way for us to bond, it's going to be kill or cure? What's it going to be? Something quintessentially British about this. You know, Sarah, questions from yourself for Emil, or indeed the whole Tough Mudder team.
When is it, Emil? Is it coming up soon, or...?
It's the actual event is in Kettering, the first event ever held in this country, on May the 12th and the 13th. We're looking for the 13th.
Yeah, so you've not got long to go then, so you're up upping all the training at the moment.
We've trained very hard, we've had our distance, but now strength training is going on very well. But no matter how fit you are, I've said this is going to hurt you.
Yeah, definitely.
So I see this on the toughmudder.co.uk website. I see the Southeast/Midlands, 12th of May and 13th of May, 2012. Little flag comes up. Click here to register, and that would be Kettering. So what sort of things, Emil, have you actually been doing to sort of train for this? I mean, have you actually been taking ice-cold baths followed by electrocuting yourself? What's the official line you've been taking? And obviously, we have to put that little rejoinder out here. I didn't think I'd have a show which actually... This is the second sort of pre-warning I've had to give out here. We had that initial thought from Annette Andre, and now I'm saying, please, please do not try this at home without specialised training. No matter how fit you think you are, 10,000 volts of electricity followed by an ice cold bath in any order is not good.
I totally agree, but I think they only pulse the shocks and it hits you for a very slight second. You never know. They just stick you down. I think that's what they plan to do, but a lot of people just charge straight through it and let you to the other side, where an ice cold beer will be waiting for you.
And it's worth it for the ice cold beer?
Well, I've already been for a beer.
There you go. That's right. Katie, any questions for Emil?
Don't think so. No, you've asked them all.
It is. I mean, I'm just amazed at this. I mean, is there a Just Giving page? Is there a way in which we can actually support yourself and Vicky as fellow Lincolnshire people doing the Tough Mudder Challenge? Although I think you're based. Are you based in? You're not based in Peterborough. You're based in. Whereabouts are you based actually in Lincolnshire?
In Lincolnshire.
Yeah. Slips. I didn't quite catch you there. You're based where?
Sleaford.
Yeah, know it well. In all sorts of ways. So how can the citizens of Sleaford get behind you, and indeed the citizens of Lincoln, support the Lincolnites who are doing the Tough Mudder Challenge?
Okay, well, I believe that you can make make donations directly on the Help the Heroes webpage.
Mm-hmm.
I've set up one for the Team Mudder Muckers, which is at www.mycharity.com/MudderMuckers, and that's spelled MUDDAMUCKAS. And that's a secure online way of donating directly to Team Mudder Muckers for Help Heroes.
Okay.
And then there's also, why don't you tell them about this? Because it's a £10 spectator ticket. Which is available
Do you know, if we weren't actually scheduled to do the Newark and Knott's show for the Agriculture Society, I think I'd be there in Sleaford watching Team Mudder Muckers doing the particular line from that point of view. But I see that the good news is Saturday, 85% of the tickets have already been sold out and 74% of the tickets have been sold out for the Sunday. I mean, do people just turn along? Are they sadists who turn up as the audience? I mean, do they just laugh at you? I mean, have you seen any of these before? And is it a case of you going in as true pioneers with true British spirit to actually show that when push comes to shove, the Lincolnshire Sleaford Mudder Muckers can actually mix it with the best of them?
Yes, that's exactly it. We haven't seen anything like this.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here on the Midweek Drive. I think you just raised that bar just a couple of notches further forward on the whole thing. Whether we introduce this to Sci-Fi London with Louis Savvy, who's up in the second part of the programme, I really don't know. Still to come, we've got more cerebral and more delights from upcoming things with respect to the Lyric Lounge and a few other sort of goodies you might want to talk about. Fables, Sarah, and a few other sort of factors. But we have two final questions to throw at both of you, Vicky and Emile Cope. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on this, your debut for the Midweek Drive?
Yeah.
Excellent. And the next curious question is, can we look forward to featuring you again after you've completed the thing, assuming you are still alive and you haven't actually sort of passed into that great Team Mudder Challenge in the sky? Obviously, you know, we don't want to lose you here, but I think you need to be take care. Will you join us to let us know how the whole event has gone? Excellent. Emile and Vicky. By the way, do you have any children?
Yes, we do.
So what do they think about it? Are they taking part as well?
No.
No. Because
I've raised some friends in to come as a spectator so the kids can come and see us at the start and at the finish.
Oh, excellent. Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, I'm sure your children... How old are your children, if I can ask, just out of interest?
13 and 11.
Ah, so old enough to actually say, they're our parents. Ha, great, eh? You know, it's yeah, that's outstanding. Well, I mean, I get hats off to you, the Cope family, Vicky and Emile. Just out of interest, what do you also do in your normal day-to-day jobs? I mean, I'm just sort of interested in terms of this. Is this something which is, like, totally different? Or are you going to say, actually, no, we're secret operatives for MI5?
No, I do work as a civilian contractor at an RAF.
Okay.
And
well, I mean, I suppose care assistant can be quite dangerous in its own routines, basically. So from one step to another, really. It just shows life continues anyway. Listen, I mean, a round of applause for these guys. They're doing very good stuff. Help the Heroes. And it's the Lincolnshire Mudder Muckers who will be doing the whole routine. Yeah, South East Midlands. Do go online. It's www.toughmudder.co.uk.